Well, visiting today with new Pleasantville head of boys wrestling coach Chad Rowson to preview their upcoming 2025-2026 season. Coach, let us just start off a conversation a little bit. You know, you stepping into this role now as head coach, kind of just your thoughts on taking over this role. I know you've been around the program a while, but talk about your experience with Pleasantville wrestling and kind of the excitement of this new role.
Well, Pleasantville has a great tradition of wrestling, always have, and we're looking to continue that tradition. Taken over as head coach, been assistant coach for the last 4 years, just kind of making it a formality, and going to hit the ground running. We have 16 individuals out for wrestling this year.
You know, talk about too last season, you know, before we get into a little bit of this season, I know you've been around the program, like we mentioned, you know, last season overall, last several years have been great for Pleasantville boys wrestling. Just kind of talk about your overall thoughts on last season, at least being around the program.
Yeah, last season, the season before, I think we won between 23 and 24 dual meets each year. That's having about 35 guys on the team. We're a little lower this year on numbers, so that may be harder to try to replicate, to win that many dual meets, but at the end of the day, we got a good group of guys who are working their butts off, and yeah.
You know, talking about going into this year, can you highlight maybe a couple key returners of guys that you do have coming back that were, you know, significant contributors last year?
Yeah, you know, starting off with state qualifier, returning Cale Sorensen. I think he'll be 132, 138, somewhere in there. You know, wrestled a couple matches at the state tournament, you know, great experience. He's a sophomore. Senior Blake Rowson, you know, he's got his 100th win last year. Just came up a couple matches short, qualifying for state. Then we have Nathaniel Olivier at heavyweight, Paul Gasparovich at 190, Gage Hilgenberg. Those are all starters that are returning, and we'll have great experience for us.
You know, talk about your schedule a little bit. Kind of, do you like the structure of the schedule this year a little bit? Is it somewhat similar to last year? Any differences?
Nothing really different. We're not going to ACGC this year. We're going to Nevada. Be a new look with some different teams, bigger schools, a little bit shorter of a drive. Pretty much the same. We do have 3 home events this year. Next Thursday, December 4th, we have a quad with Southeast Warren, Melcher, Dallas, Moravia, and Martinsdale, St. Mary's. December 20th, we have our home dual tournament, and then we're not home again until first part of February where we have a quad. So,
you know, early part of the year, you know, with the season, you just mentioned you started practice last week. What are some of those things that you're doing to get ready, and especially for these kids, you know, that are just coming out of football, some of them too, and that, you know, wrestling conditioning is hard, that's tough to get into. So what are you kind of working on at this point?
Yeah, at this point, you know, we're trying to get our strength and our conditioning into wrestling strength and conditioning, right? So cross country shape is a little bit different than wrestling shape, and getting into football shape is a little bit different than wrestling shape. So you know, we're doing some cardio stuff with running out on the track in addition to strength training, but we're also doing a lot of wrestling. So a lot of muscle memory type moves and drills to really get those kids get that kind of the first check mark off the list.
You know, and as you come in and as, you know, new head coach, of course, you've been around the program like we've mentioned, but, you know, just kind of what is your overall, you know, goals in your first season, if there is any, or any philosophy you hope to bring?
You know, we're just going to embrace the kids we have and, you know, try to get them going and wrestle as hard as they can. And if we can win a few matches doing that, I consider that as a success.
Well, Coach, before we close, just I always like to ask, you know, best way community can, you know, community of Pleasantville always does a great job, but best way they can support your athletes and, you know, show up for them and just be, you know, supporters of this wrestling program.
Yeah, showing up is a great way. Last night we had our Meet the Wrestler showcase where we went and had an inter-squad meet. We had a pretty good showing there. Our first meet next Thursday is alumni night, where if you are a former wrestler of Pleasantville, you get free admission and to show up and support the guys who came out for the sport this year.